Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. It's steak night, mail it in Thursday, tournament starting. Didn't even do my brackets yet. Did not even do them. Did one, gonna do three more. Don't know. Gonna have a couple drinks when I do it, because you're not gonna. Duke's gonna go the whole way. Am I wrong? And the only thing to do is either really commit to Duke and hope you get some, you know, underdogs early, you know, and do one of those fools where you get prorated if you take a fucking 12 over a 5, or hope they get fucking upset and, you know, just dance with that. Garrett, what are you thinking?
I haven't watched one game, or no. All I know is that guy blew out his sneaker and he's back.
That guy?
Zion.
Zion Williamson, or this guy? Aaron Burke, pass me through to Aaron Burke. Thank you.
I blew out my sneaker.
I didn't even see you in your camouflage Mets thing.
I know. Got it, went and bought jeans yesterday, and then they're like, it's half off if you get a hoodie.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a bad hoodie.
So I got a Mets hoodie.
You got a friggin'
new hats. Limited edition, in hot water, snapback mesh, camo.
I already had three people tweet me, being like, one tweet, two DMs saying, tell him I want one of those hats. I'm like, all right.
That's great. Welcome new subscribers. We got new subscribers yesterday.
Did we really?
Several, yes.
Did we really?
Several, so.
I'm going to believe you.
Welcome on board. This is a show about politics and money.
Sports, relationships, are they working? Are they not?
Yeah.
Will that cunt Sarah call me?
We take callers. It's mainstream. What we want to do is work towards a CNN-esque type of show.
Right.
With Don Lemon vibe to it.
And we can also put you in a nice used car.
Yeah.
Play your cards right.
Yeah.
Play your cards right.
So excited. And so many special guests today. I don't even want to give spoilers. This show is going to be off the hook. But good news. As you know, Monday is the weigh-in for Boozy Boxing. Brian McCarthy has been under the radar. He's been hiding out.
He did morning with you yesterday.
No, he didn't. He didn't bowed out in morning. He's scared. He's shaking.
I saw Burning Brennan, yes, Bridges yesterday. He was there. Great show.
Yeah, he was on there. They had two, politically correct term, gaylords on the show.
And he took his shirt off.
And they were great. The gaylords were great.
Did you know Brian?
I didn't watch the whole show.
Did you know Brian McCarthy blew a dude? Did you know that? I mean, he said it on the show. I'm not like talking out of school here.
Who hasn't?
What?
Huh? A dude blew him.
Then I'm lying. Same thing.
Well, he said it was a trans person, and then he started banging its ass.
Yeah, he did. A trans might have blown him.
Oh, a trans.
He said, and this is where, like, I'm like, he's gay. And then he told me why he did it. I'm like, I'm gay. Because he did it. He let a guy blow him because some hot chick's like, if you let this guy blow you, you can bang me in the ass. I don't want to do either of those things. So I'm sitting there like, what a homo. And then I'm looking at me, I'm like, what a homo, dude. You don't even want to bang a girl in the ass.
That's awesome.
It's a lot going on, but
yeah.
God bless him.
I wouldn't do it nowadays.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time you did butt play?
Butt play. All right. I put a thumb in my wife's ass like a month ago.
No, anal. You gave the girl anal.
I don't do anal on my wife. Every time I do anal on a girl, she cries after.
Well, you want it to hurt just enough.
Yeah.
Like, you want them to feel a little bit of pain.
Yeah, it's a reminder. So last night, Gino and I went and did stand-up in Hoboken. Brennan was supposed to come. Brennan texted. He said he's got problems on the home front. That's what Kevin said. So Kevin couldn't show up. Kevin doesn't get how the bar show works, because the bar show where they're paying us. And Kevin goes, just split my money and my time. It doesn't work like that. So we show up. Gino goes up. Destroys. Says fag 42 times.
42? You must have gotten
late. If I had the F word counter on 42 times.
Gotten late.
Well, he said it a lot. Kills. And then I go up. I'm trying to work on stuff, and I'm struggling after Gino crushes. I come out of the gate nice. But then this guy says something. I ask his girlfriend, I go, do you shave your pussy? And she goes, whoa. And the guy goes, fuck off. And I go, you're a fat loser. It got like high school.
But if you're in the back of a bar, you just see Berg look at a cup and go like this. Do you shave your pussy? You're a fat loser.
Yeah. Because you couldn't hear it.
You know me, I'm like a fiver. I'm like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah. And there was this fat, Joe Larson was calling this girl Fat Mariah Carey. She kept talking while Gino was on. It's a bar show. It's not like a club where everybody's civil and they're there for the show. It's like there's sports playing. It's loud. Yeah. You're fighting for it.
Yeah.
And there was this big fat girl with these huge tits, but
the
face looked like a first responder's boot on 9/11. It was just all fucking sooty and covered in smoke.
Did it look like she came in fourth in a shovel fight?
Sure. She had a real ugly face, but these big, fat, floppy tits. Where now I get it. When you're older, you look at it and you're like, oh, that wouldn't be worth the trouble. But when you're younger, you're like, oh, I would have so much fun with those tits. I'd put up with that face for a bit. But this face was just horrific.
You left with her, right?
No. That would have been nice if I did. And then I drove home. Took me like an hour. Hoboken's a fucking dump. Yeah. It took me 20 minutes to get from the place to the fucking tunnel because there's all these red lights. This gaylord driving in a Volkswagen all slow. I got the BMW for the week.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm trying to zip shit up. I'm going through every tunnel 9 times because I got unlimited easy pass. So it took me like 8 hours to get home.
Where you lose time. You're doubling back just because you want to use a free easy pass.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go right
home? I barely slept. I got home at 6 a.m.
But how
shut
much,
my eyes
how
for
much
5 minutes.
Rack up on the easy pass?
I probably made my money back on the rental. So that was it. And I did, I had a brand new joke that's not a joke. I go, hey, I'm really proud of cauliflower. Cauliflower's really stepped up. Remember, it just used to be a vegetable and it was ugly? And now cauliflower is like pizza crust, pasta, rice, cauliflower.
Good stuff.
Got zero. They just looked at me like, where's the rest of the thought?
But there was a table there of about, what, 20, 15? I'm not good with numbers. And they were having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get that's the dichotomy.
I think everybody had a great time. But yeah, it was just a guy. It was just a fat guy that wanted to be funnier than us.
That just didn't
want to. So then Gino and I are like, what do we do about this guy? How do we make an example so that he stops doing this at shows? So, because they didn't have security. No. So Gino and I are outside discussing this near the back. We wait an hour, hour and a half, sure, till like him and his girl get real drunk. He goes into the bathroom. She goes out to smoke. And we raped her.
We raped her. You get it? And then the guy was so upset, he started puking, choked on his own vomit, because that's a real thing. You can choke on your own vomit and die if you're not a heroin loser.
But I don't think he died, but I think what we did do, and Gino was like, we've skipped a lot of steps here.
Yeah.
Why did we go from this guy kind of heckling to non-consensually having sex with his girlfriend with a Jameson bottle?
Stealing... handle. It was a handle.
And I go, because now he'll know. You don't go to comedy shows and disrupt.
You sit there quietly.
So we sent flowers to the ICU today. Yeah, well, I did. I sent
them. You want me to Venmo you some money for those?
If you could send it to my LNG account, it'd be great. That guy's pouring it in. So it's going to be a great show today. Bill Schultz apparently got some sleep last night. There's a politician. Garrett, do you got that politician guy that said that women should start saying that they're going to have a man run for their vice president? Because the CNN lady goes, hey, are you going to have a woman run for your vice president? And he goes, no, they have periods all the time and they bleed everywhere and I can't trust. Yeah. And he's like, I can't trust their judgment.
Right.
Which is good point.
Now,
right, here he is. Now, this guy.
Governor, some of your male competitors have vowed to put a woman on the ticket. Yes or no?
Queer.
Would you do that same?
Well, again, of course. But I think that we.
Yeah, I was having trouble with this, too.
Well, I'll ask you another question. How come we aren't
asking the question?
I know. I know. But how come
shut
we're
up, bitch.
We're not asking more often the women, would you be willing to put a man on the ticket?
When we get to that point, I'll ask you that question.
Well, nice
we'll
hair, bro.
With more from CNN's Democrat.
But I mean, sometimes it's just obvious.
Trying to think of Amory's name and you couldn't? Is that what happened right there?
Those guys love tequila. Dude, I'm at the bar last night. Who books it? David Suarez.
David Suarez gets hammered. I don't know if he gets drunk, but he drinks a lot.
Well, he drinks rail tequila. And they chill it. Actually, they weren't chilling it by the end. But, dude, like, I love tequila on a certain night. And last night it was going down. It was.
How many tequilas?
I can honestly, probably 7 or 8. Swear to God.
Remember 24 hours ago when I said I'm not drinking except Saturday night?
And what time did you get home?
What's that?
What time did you get home?
Well, I didn't go through any of the...
Because I was going to drive you. I said, I'll drop you off Midtown because I could have gone through the... I could have doubled up on my tunnels. I could have taken Lincoln Tunnel, Midtown Tunnel, which I was looking to do.
Right.
I don't want to take that free BQE.
Right.
Yesterday, Williamsburg, Manhattan Bridge. What's the point?
What are you, white trash?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Vineland tomorrow? There and back, racking up like $60 in tolls.
But
I'll get lost, get off,
right.
Get cigars, then get back on just so I can pay more turnpike tolls.
Just get off every turnpike and double back on. Yeah. I think you pay an extra nickel.
I'm going early tomorrow. You can't say that. It's Thursday.
I said nickel.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, what a boon it would be if we could say it. No, but I ended up taking the path to the queue, which is faster for me, and I was doing my sheet on the train from what I remember, because by the time I got home, 12:30, I didn't even...
You were a mess. You liked that show. What a great gig I hooked you up
again.
With. I'm not following you again. Gino is a bar machine maniac.
That's where I grew up.
I was reading an article on how Dave Attell is the best club comic yesterday
Without
in the New York Times by Jason Zinnemann, and then and I used to be a great bar show comic, but now I'm so spoiled,
right.
I'm a club comic.
Yeah.
And this guy, down and dirty, getting gritty. The rape out back was seamless. He segued. What? Piano?
No. No. Remember, the rape was a joke.
Oh.
You're really over. What are you doing? The rape was just a gag. We were kidding.
Well, I had a good time. Big day for me yesterday, guys. And let me tell you this. America is the greatest country in the world.
Agreed.
No two ways about it. You can, to quote Kenny Powers, call me a xenophobe, but I just know America is the greatest country in the world. I'm going to tell you this. Yesterday, what a day. I hired landscapers.
Oh, that's...
Boom!
Now, can I ask, Mexican?
They showed up. And I go, look, just so you know, I'm very liberal in several of my beliefs, except things I don't budge on are Second Amendment, First Amendment. And he said, por qué? And I go, I'm more beef. I'm not in the mood for pork. And I go, before you guys start, and there was a lot of people kind of cowering behind the truck, looking out, the other workers. I go, I just want to make sure you guys have your papers. I will not hire anybody illegal. And he had a business card with his name on it. And I go, okay, good. So those are his papers.
No, that's just a business. You could get that printed up anywhere. Vistaprint. You could do that for like 80 bucks. You could get 1,000 of those. Doesn't mean anything. You could be a terrorist and you could get a business card that says, I'm not a terrorist, with a name and a cell phone number.
He gave me paperwork. He had a card
and a very
American name. His name was Carl.
He gave you a 1.5.
Carl. Last name was Ose.
Carlos was his name.
Yeah.
That's his first name. His last name probably didn't even put on the card because he doesn't want to be deported when they have his actual name in print on a card on his person.
And if you drop that card, it would cover your whole lawn.
What a dick.
So I don't know why you get landscapers.
How many?
I got landscapers. My lawn is a nice size. You're talking about 7 feet wide on each side.
Your dog got away. You didn't tell me your dog got away.
I got away 2 days ago. Very worried.
I thought you were getting a push mower.
Look, what I did was I had to get grass planted. Our grass was not poor. I don't want to be the black guy on the block. So I hired a landscaper. They tore up the look. I could have done this myself, Garrett, but I wanted to have a goddamn landscaper to live the American dream. So I hired Carl, last name Ose.
Carlos.
Huh? What's
his name, Carlos.
Carl.
What did Carl look like?
Kind of very tanned.
Okay.
Weathered.
Let me ask you one other question.
His hands were very worker-like.
So that sounds Spanish. What nationality is Ose?
Norwegian?
Yeah, well, then wouldn't he be very white? And wouldn't he be a tall man?
Oh, like Oslo, Norway.
Norwegians are where we got Vikings. Those queers, eh, Marie? And they're tall, white, sturdy people. Is that what Mr. Ose was?
He was a good 5'2", stocky.
Is that what Senior Ose was?
Was the senior guy of the crew, you could tell.
Carlos, he was an illegal immigrant, and he probably stole half your shit. Did you just leave them there and then go?
No, I really ensured all the doors were locked when I went out. I triple checked the doors being locked. I paid him in cash, so we can trace that if we need to.
You can't trace.
You can trace cash.
What side of my face?
Here's what they did. They came in. They tore up all the front and the back. They what's that word?
That's onomatopoeia. That's what that word is. It's a.
They chopped down like the loose branches because I had squirrel problems. I was about to get a BB gun to start shooting these squirrels. These squirrels are shitting from the tree, and there's squirrel shit on my deck.
What? You can't shoot at squirrels with a BB gun,
Garrett.
As long as you don't kill it.
Yeah, but then...
What do you do? Are you trying to scare squirrels away with a BB gun?
No, they'll still come back. You have to kill them.
He said you weren't going to kill them.
I'll kill them. So...
You're a bully.
Well, I think we got that problem fixed, and then I got to fix the roof because I think there might be a hole in there where the squirrels are going in because I keep hearing squirrels running over top of my bed.
Maybe.
I hear... And I wake up and go, Mr. Marbles?
Seinfeld. Yeah. Do you call does your wife call 911
with the squirrels? Yeah. Possibly. I think there's a really small skinny man scurrying upstairs. These landscapers came. They did the front. They've planted grass. They did the back. Now I found out there's a little garden in the back we didn't know about. Perennials are going to grow, so very exciting. And I'm going to plant some stuff right near the front bushes.
How do you know?
Because the whole back was covered in leaves. Hongers lived there before us.
Right.
Hongers have no sense of home pride.
Really?
Yeah.
They work in rice fields, and they, I guess.
Yeah, they hongers are the worst people on the earth. Yeah. You don't want to move. My wife found a toothbrush down the drain of the bathroom sink. Because hongers brush their teeth and then go, oh, dirty, and throw it in.
And they only use it for one thing?
I don't know, but there was a toothbrush down the drain, and there's black hair everywhere. It's hongers are not clean people. They put their snot on the walls. They're just not clean people.
So you got a deal on the house when you bought it.
I didn't buy the house. We rent the house.
When you rent
and then, so the landscapers came. They were there for 3 hours. I paid them in cash, and I felt great about it. But then I go to get groceries. I come back, and I see Carl down the street doing two other houses. And I'm like, hey, Carl.
Carlos.
And he goes.
Did he answer when you said Carl?
He kept mentioning his eyesight because he kept saying see.
He was Spanish. He was not Norwegian.
I don't know. But I go, oh, you got someone else's houses? He goes, see. And I go, yeah, I do see. That's why I commented on it. And I felt like he was cheating on me.
Right.
But it's so great to have a landscaper. He's coming back in 3 weeks.
Was he really working on other... On other houses?
What'd you do, paper cut yourself?
It's over for me.
You're having a rough day?
I'm having a rough go of it.
Well, we got a big show. It's 9:18. I'm very excited.
I have great news. I told you this. My cat's blood work, 100% perfect. 100%. No feline AIDS, fucking her with a condom, that old gag. No whatever the CV said. Everything's... Yeah. I don't know how you raise a child. I was worried. He's like, I have the blood work back from your cat. I was worried sick. Are you still laughing at the feline AIDS condom joke, John? It's stupid. It's a dumb... I close with it. It's stupid. You and your creepy nod. Oh, welcome. Yeah, so are you doing a bracket, Garrett? Are you?
I filled one out on BetDSI.
Ah, there you go. But you're worried more about betting against Johnny Manziel in the Memphis Express this weekend in the AAF.
I definitely am going to bet against him. There's no way he comes in and...
He's going to start.
But there's no way he's going to do well.
So you're definitely betting against him, right? I'm telling you, because Mettenberger's hurt, right? God, I'm a degenerate gambler. And Hackenberg is...
Horrendous.
Christian Hackenberg. He's terrible. I don't know what the hair is doing. It was raining, and it kind of watered down. Look at that shirt. Look at his shirt. How great are these shirts? Garrett's Steakhouse, doing steak with the boss tonight.
Just wanted to let you know that tonight the steak with the boss is actually going to be a memorial as we lost a comedian in the community. So you and I and Anthony will remember and go through this loss that has taken us through as we celebrate and raise glasses and eat steak.
Ah, it's like last week we did cigars, this week we did steak.
Pretty good week for us.
And last night we raped an unruly bar patron. So that's a full week, right?
Well, it was more, we did it to teach him a lesson. She was collateral damage.
We wrecked that.
Bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip. Why am I making that noise?
I'm having a rough go of it.
Well, hey, Gino, it's me.
It's so weird because Aaron Berg was just there making a noise. Like, how are you?
Things are great. Rough day yesterday. I had to fill out some paperwork. Lost an employee, as I'm sure you're aware.
Well, you kind of responsible for his death, legit, Nissan.
Excuse me, I am or you are?
You are.
Really? I'm not the one that said, for $100, take this guy to the goddamn clinic.
I said, take him to the doctor. That's what
correct. And I did what you told me, and now he's gone.
Well, I didn't tell you to pull out his teeth with pliers you found lying on a
workbench. I did not pull out his teeth. I pulled out one tooth utilizing pliers. and they were clean in the handle.
And that was basically for me, because I wanted a Bluetooth in my car, right? So I guess that is kind of my bad the whole
That's
way.
Correct.
Yeah, I feel bad about you, buddy.
Everyone knows it's your fault. Do you know how sweet of a boy he was?
He may have been retarded. He was. His eyes were sealed shut, so he just kept buying lamps.
He couldn't see. He told me on his deathbed, I said, why do you have so many lamps? And he goes, to help me see. And I said, it does make sense.
Or you could just get antibiotics in the first place when someone pulls out one of your teeth with frigging pliers you use on a car engine.
So you're saying that if I were to use better pliers, he would still be with
me? I'm saying don't pull out anyone else's teeth.
All right. That's a lesson learned. Don't go into a dealership and ask for blue teeth.
Blue teeth. Blue teeth.
I like that you blame me for this.
You need to come home. Today's the last
day. I'm not. Yesterday I made $100.
You made $100 selling a figurine on eBay that the late Dennis found. And that was me just getting you to take him to the doctor for $100.
Donnie was his name.
What did I say?
Dennis. Never forget. Never forget.
Who's your new assistant?
I'm working with this guy named John.
John's not going to last long.
It keeps going for smoke breaks, and then it comes back, and he smells like a rhythm and blues concert.
He likes the marijuana. He's in
Texas, you're not allowed to have it.
He's a forward-thinking guy. He's minded in his own business.
Do you know, if I didn't have, if I had another employee, I'd call 911 on him.
But you don't.
I don't.
You don't. You're stuck with John.
Hang on one second. You know what I should maybe do is go on one of those websites and put up a thing saying I'm looking for a new employee.
That's what you should do. You should go on Monster or what is it? Insight? What's the new one?
I don't know.
You go on Monster.com.
I'll go on Monster.com.
And you just put seeking.
All right.
Need one assistant.
Right now, I'll take you to Egg Watch, and then we'll go to Monster. Patching you through to John, who will then patch you through to Garrett as we go to
Auto Body Shop.
Patching.
Bring your dental records.
Hey, how you doing,
hey,
Gino?
John.
Listen,
yeah, I know how this. Yeah, you're just over to Garrett now. Okay,
okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. There you go.
Egg Watch.
What's he doing now? Is he doing an homage to Geordi LaForge? I don't get it.
You remember Star Trek?
Yes, Geordi LaForge.
It's like that.
LeVar Burton.
The end game has been stepped up. You can't see the joy in his eyes while he eats these eggs.
He's eating it. I just don't see. I wonder if our girl, what's her name, does the brackets. How many eggs you think Garrett goes through? Yeah, we see that. How many eggs you think? Oh, God, I didn't need that. How many? All right, we got you.
Egg's like not done yet. We stay all the time until the eggs are.
Looks like he's missing a tooth in the back there. It's weird. Looks like he's missing a tooth. How many eggs you think Garrett goes through in a week? I mean, you got eight on our show. Probably eats them when he gets home.
I don't think he would eat eggs when he gets home. Egg done. Shells in paper towel wrapped up, paper towel thrown out, headphones back on. Good egg watch.
Really? Whatever happened to our buddy Ori O'Connor?
Haven't heard a word from him. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can get him on the ringer.
See if you can. It's called the phone. The ringer.
Let me see what I can do.
What are you giving? You know, you should make Ori your assistant. You fly him out to Texas.
You're thinking ahead of me.
You give him a desk. Just sits there.
Let me see if I can get him on the ringer.
I'll wait here with my coffee. That's what I'll do. I'll do.
Can't find him on my speed dial. How do you spell Oreo? O-R-E-O.
That's not his name. It's O-R-R-Y, and his last name is O'Connor. He's Irish.
I was always calling him Oreo. Because he looks like one.
No, you know? That was just his catchphrase. I'm Oreo O'Connor, and that's the way the cookie crumbles.
All right. I've got him here. He's going to Skype in for you.
This is wonderful. Wonderful. Get those postage stamps out. All right. Let's see. Ori!
I'm Oreo O'Connor.
Yeah, I know you are.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I just said that before you Skyped in. Where have you been?
I've been doing Streetlight Watch.
What?
Streetlight Watch.
What is Streetlight Watch?
I'm at the corner of 35th and 7th and watching the streetlights change. This was something that the legit news guy had told me to come and do, and he said check in every Thursday.
Okay, so you've spent the past week, because we haven't seen you all week, I'm pretty sure.
I've been out here. It's raining.
So you've been on the corner of 35th and 7th. I haven't seen him, and I walk by that every day.
Northwest corner, right by the sunglasses.
And it's the northwest corner. I'll pay closer attention. Well, I don't make it because I go to Sullivan's with Bill. All right, so Light Watch, what have you seen? It's been 4 days of tracking data. What do you got? I've
noticed a pattern.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
It goes from red to green a lot, and sometimes there's a yellow in between.
You nailed it. there's also a countdown. I'm not in charge of that, but sometimes a handle come up. There'll be numbers that go downwards from 21.
What? Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Because you're just... What did legit news guy tell you we needed to cover this for?
He said Egg Watch was his thing and that I had to go outside and do Light Watch.
Okay. But what... Don't you think he would have checked
in? Hang on 1 second. I take you live now to Light Watch.
Here we go. This is going to be... All right. Hi, how are you? You good? Ah, I got a scratch.
Light Watch.
There we go.
Light years ahead of its time.
That is not on 35th and 7th. That's some kind of art installation. Is that what you were looking at? That's not traffic.
Hold on, stop.
What's that?
All right, go.
Go.
No,
slow.
Hold,
stop.
No.
Slow. Go. Stop.
Gary, you're not helping.
Slow. Go. Stop. Go. Go.
You're
stop.
All looking
go.
At different lights.
Go. Stop.
That's not.
Stop.
That's
no,
not.
Stop.
Yellow.
Go.
Red.
Okay,
yellow,
we can walk down.
Yellow.
Ori, are you retarded? I don't even know where this is. That's not an actual stoplight. That's an artist.
Come on, walk. Come on. God damn it.
That's just, hey, Serge. That's just an installation of art lights and stuff. No.
Green.
Okay.
Yellow. Red.
Ori, why don't
yellow,
you?
Yellow, red.
Ori, tell you what. We're done.
Come on,
we're done.
Don't walk. Come on, don't walk.
We're done
walk,
with Light
no.
Watch. I want you to get back to the hard hitting news.
Yellow.
I'm done.
Red. Building. Page
this is,
signals.
This is not on 35th and 7th. I'm telling you right now.
So you're saying I'm at the wrong intersection.
Yes. I don't even know where legit news guy sent you. And we don't... Look, we're done with Light Watch. We don't need Light Watch. Here's what I need you to do, okay? Need you, hop on a plane, head to a Nissan dealership in Texas where look for a flag at half-mast and go to that Nissan dealership. Okay?
Look for a fag with a cast?
No. No! That's not what I said!
What?
Although I can, here's what you do. Look for a horse in a suit with a cast. Get rid of that. Look for a horse.
Where do you want me to fly to?
I want you to head to Texas, okay? When you get there, I want you to look for a car dealership with a flag at half mast.
Give me 1 second. Fly to Schmeckle. Find a fag with a
no.
cast.
Go to Texas.
I've got a horrible connection, Gene.
What are you... We're on Skype. It's crystal clear on my end.
So where are you saying to go?
It's like you're in the room next to me.
Where in Texas?
I'm not sure of the city. It was Monday.
There's several cities in Texas.
I want you to just look for... Just drive around.
Tell me where to fly.
Fly to Central Texas.
I just found out the coffee machine's not working if anyone wants coffee. Everyone's upset about it.
I want you to go to...
A lot of people call my forehead coffee filter head. Then
John,
they call my mouth the guy that yells at the waiter for bringing the wrong cup.
Okay. Why is everyone in that room? Garrett, why? What was the...
Let me just book my flight. Okay. Where am I going?
Go to
Central Texas.
Houston.
All right, here we go.
Go to Houston.
Going to Houston.
I want you to get a rental car, drive to every Nissan dealership till you come to one with a flag at half mast and a horse with a broken leg in a suit. There's only going to be one of those. There's only going to be one
of them. All right, I'm on the plane.
When you get there, you will meet your contact. He will be wearing a hat and holding a pair of bloody pliers.
All right, I'll check in with you when I get to Texas and I find this dealership.
Should be great. Should be great.
I'm in fucking coach. Son of a fucking bitch. There's a fat white woman picking her nose.
That's to be expected.
Why doesn't anyone book my seat based on how my mouth looks?
They do a retinal scan, I think.
My head looks like goddamn the bowl of a toilet on a Delta flight. All right, I'll check in with you soon. I'm patching you back through to John, who'll patch you back through to Aaron, patch you back through to Garrett.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And then they're going to patch you through to Randy.
I understand completely.
Hey, Gene, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, really good, man. Listen, I'm going to have to do something here. I'm going to have to patch you over to Garrett,
okay? All you do is click a button, and then it goes to the
Garrett. Well, no, it's a little bit more complicated than that, and just stand by, please, okay, while we patch you over to Garrett.
All right, I'm going to wait. You hit a fade? Did you hit a fade over to Garrett? Is that what you did?
Hey, Gene.
Hey, buddy.
Why you want me?
I just wanted to make sure. Did you know what city? Do you know what city exactly in Texas? What's that?
It's Oreo?
Your name is Oreo Connor.
I think I found what you told me I was looking for.
I knew you would. I had a great feeling. Go on. Where are you?
I'm going to patch you through right now.
Okay.
Skyping.
Okay.
I got him.
Here we go. Let's make this magic happen. So stupid.
This is awesome. I thought I was, thought it was going to be impossible to find, but I found it.
Literally in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Here he is. The fag with the cast.
No. You're at the wrong, but no, I said a horse in a suit with a cast.
No, you didn't.
You're at the wrong place. Yes, I did.
You said fag with a cast or something that rhymed with it.
Well, you're at the wrong place. Who is that guy? What happened to his leg?
His name is Lance, and he screwed up his ankle blowing guys.
How do you do that?
He slipped.
You're already down there. What do you mean he slipped?
He slipped at one of those bars. You know the floors are all slippery.
Why would I know that how do you know the floors are slippery?
The semen and the alcohol and the poppers.
I thought I was talking to Ori. Ori, sometimes you sound like, here's what I want you to do. Drive around talking like that till someone says, I know a guy that talks exactly like that.
I'll do that now. So you're saying I don't need to do anything with this gentleman?
No, please. Well, that's up to you. All guy's right. Already down there, not going anywhere.
Okay, hang on. Let me approach him for a minute.
Getting a steak tonight.
Hello, sir. How are you? I'm Ori O'Connor, and this is how the cookie crumbles. I've been looking for you for quite some time.
That's wrong.
Flow all the way down to Texas. I'm looking for a Nissan dealership that's supposedly around here. But in the meantime, I have some questions for you. First of all, I see your ankle. I want to know if there's a GoFundMe where I can donate to fix your AIDS-related break in your ankle.
It's not AIDS-related. You're doing it wrong.
Next question, I'm wondering if you've ever seen a penis that looks like a zebra.
This actually works. What did he say?
Well, it looks like we're in business. Hang on.
You want to suck a dick?
Here we go. Is that Alex or is that a sound effect? Why does a 42-year-old gay man with a broken leg sound like an 18-year-old prostitute?
I'm Ori O'Connor. There you go. And you just got a mouthful of milk.
Ori, can we get back to business?
Signing off. I'll go find this guy for you now, Gene.
Yeah, by the way, you're welcome. 10 minutes ago, you were standing at 38 friggin' stoplights on a pole.
This is way better.
Yeah.
His mouth was so wet. You ever had a gay man's mouth on your penis?
No.
Much
no, because I never wanted to bang a girl in the ass. That
first time
gay.
I found out. Brian McCarthy told me to try it.
I give him total props.
What that is, a treat.
that is going above and beyond. God bless him.
All right, I've got to patch you through now.
Plus, he's blind, so he could be like, I didn't even know it was a dude, right?
All yes. Right.
Who are you patching me through to?
Gonna patch you through. You got an affiliate that you haven't talked to in a while. Apparently, he was trying to sell a Nissan via a Nissan dealership in Texas, and it turns out it was his car.
Oh, here we go. Should be great. Cannot wait.
Oh, yeah! 9:36, which means if you haven't already, it's time to suck Ori O'Connor's dicks.
There you go. There you go. Tying it together, people.
Oh, baby, waby, maybe.
Hey, Randy, how you doing today, Randy?
Pretty damn good. It's Thursday, which means everybody's working for the weekend. Very excited,
now,
man. Tonight, huge night. Last night, I went out to Green Rock in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Great time.
And we celebrated rapes for vapes.
No, we didn't.
Us do a rape, we'll send you a vape.
I didn't get a vape pen. Now, you seem really excited. Seems like you have big weekend plans. Like
Big weekend plans.
Now, I know you're on
Got a friend that works on the force in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this story out of Philly?
No, that's why I brought it up.
Authorities.
Hey, it's idiots for Smidiots.
Smidiots is not a word.
You bring us a guy named Smitty It, we'll give you Gino Bisconti.
Because I'm an idiot? Is that really? Authorities of Philadelphia announced the largest ever cocaine bust in the port's history on Tuesday of this week. Federal and
remember Friday at the Rusty Rotter, it's dragons for wagons. You bring us a dragon, we'll give you a little kid-sized wagon.
Where are they going to get, like, an actual dragon?
Yeah.
They're not real.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the big lizards?
Well, they're not dragons. They're just big lizards.
What about a chameleon?
No, they're just tiny little lizard-looking salamanders.
So you're saying dragons and wagons ain't a thing?
No, I'm saying you just do a lot of cocaine.
Prove it wrong!
That's a cartoon.
The person that came by last time, brought us a dragon, went home with a wagon.
That's a cartoon. And first of all, why would you let them keep the dragon and the wagon? So that doesn't make sense.
They had two dragons, asshole.
I'm done. I'm fucking leaving. Fuck you and your quick-thinking wit. I've had it. It's a cartoon.
Turns out the dragon ate the child.
They had two dragons.
Dragons are not friendly.
You were a third-grade bully, Garrett. That I can assure you. Federal and local authorities inspected the...
We had a big bust.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
That's the guy that was going to sell the cocaine.
Is that the guy, Kenan Thompson from Good Burger?
Different guy.
Is that who that is?
Different guy.
The total amount of cocaine, approximately 992 pounds, has a street...
What?
Yeah.
How much?
992 pounds. 450...
Son of a motherfucking dragon.
Has a street value of about $18 million. And
sorry,
is the
what?
Most ever seized in Philly. Authorities there announced the largest
Son
ever
of a
cocaine
fucking
bust.
Bitch.
Last week, authorities confiscated 3,200 pounds of cocaine with a
Please
street
hold.
Thank you for showing me a picture of a ladder.
Yeah.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do cocaine with Aaron Berg right now.
Oh, fentanyl.
It's okay, just take a sip of water.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm gonna fall asleep and choke on my own vomit. Oh my God.
But
oh my
you're
God,
not
oh
a
my
homosexual.
God, oh my God. We gotta play a song for you, and we're gonna be right back.
Second busted.
Dude, fucking fentanyl, man. We just snorted it. How do you feel?
I got the Narcan, so no worries.
Oh, we got Narcan.
Narcan, dude, we'll be fine.
Okay, so you put it on Netflix and let's watch it. Narcan.
No, it's like Sophie
OD,
we don't die.
Oh,
so
fuck
we can do
yeah.
as much as we want.
Man!
And then we just hit the reset button.
Woo! Woo! Good time, man. Hey, it's almost bow season, man. You guys get your transversions yet?
Of course, man. I transferred like a month ago.
I transferred it hard, man. Boat dealership has been falling apart since I put down a double mortgage on it after my divorce.
Yeah,
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Give me more fentanyl. Ah! What's this button?
Sergio Chacon coming up in a moment.
Is it down or up?
Oh, it's down.
We'll be checking back on Ori to see if he found the dealership in...
But up means the volume goes up.
Texas. Just going to wait for...
Oh, my bad.
Going to wait for one of these...
And we're back!
There we go.
Gino, cocaine bust.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It was the second one in as many weeks. They've confiscated, at this point, over 1,000 pounds of cocaine in the past 2 weeks at two major ports. That's got to be cramping your style. Although it sounds like you've really taken a liking to fentanyl.
Yeah, because they... What?
You had the mic on. It sounds like you were doing fentanyl. And Garrett just sits there and hits you with a narcolepsy.
No, that's on Saturday at the Starboard.
Why is Black Michelle Wolf telling you
mentals
about
for fentanyls? You bring us a mentally ill child, we'll get some fentanyl off the street.
I would have said fentanyl for sentinels. Who is this guy? Hey, by the way, Randy, there's a caller with a question for you.
Oh, yeah, put him through.
It's Paulie. Paulie, you're in hot water with Randy in the morning. What do you got, pal?
Randy, it's an honor. First time, long time, brother. How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, man. I'm a little fentied out, if you know what I'm saying. Too many Starbucks coffees. I order the Fenty.
That's great.
Quick question on Dragons for Wagons. I just purchased a baby bearded dragon. Would that count for the promotion?
What kind of dragon?
He's a bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon.
Is that a bit I should know, Paul?
I got a wagon waiting for you, Paul. You come on down to the Rusty Rudder. You bring us that bearded dragon. You got a wagon.
Perfect.
And get down here quick. Don't be dragging, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. You're on fentanyl and you're not...
I mean, don't be slow.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. That's Paulie in Boston. We will get up there soon to bother you. All right. Anything else, Randy? Should we bring in this?
No, man. I'm just excited. My wife's father-in-law had a cancer removed from the side of his face, and he's okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing how my side of the family lives through it.
Yeah. That's a good time. My aunt just died of cancer. We're doing a big benefit this week.
Benefit tomorrow to save her life.
No, she's already dead. She died. Breast cancer. She died of breast cancer.
What'd you need the money for?
No, the money goes to help other people with breast cancer.
All right, so tomorrow night, Violent, New Jersey. If you don't have your tickets already, get them now. It's Tiny Dancers for Breast Cancers. No, there's bring us an Elton John song. We're going to cure cancer.
You're not going to cure cancer. And there's no Tiny Dancers. We're just going to go tell some dick jokes and take some money.
All right, let's call it Prancer for Cancer. You bring us one of Santa's reindeer, we're going to cure cancer.
So specifically Prancer, or you're just calling it Prancer, but you can bring any of
them. We know the difference. If you bring us Dixon or Donnie, then we'll know.
You know, most of Santa's reindeer are female. They don't
have... That's probably the problem.
You can't say that, Randy. You can't.
Why?
You know why Rudolph's nose is red?
Oh, God. Why, Garrett?
Oh, because they're female. They got period.
Oh, I thought you said... He brought two dragons, you
Gino,
asshole.
Gino, you ever had your period?
No.
My nose just did. You know why my nose is red?
No.
Because I snorted fentanyl.
Yeah, that's bad. It's probably
Randy,
just...
Randy the Red Nose Reindeer.
You're probably just hemorrhaging.
Snorted fentanyl today.
Okay, here we go.
It is not his fault.
Oh, here we go.
The Philly police took drugs. They're gay.
I would have said away.
All of the other DJs.
How did Chacon not
used
leave
to
yet?
Laugh and call him names.
Here we go.
They never let poor Randy play in any fentanyl games.
No such thing.
Then one shiny Thursday morn, these guys came to say, Randy, with your nose
no
so
reason.
Red,
all,
won't you do fentanyl off my chest? All of the other losers.
Point for this song. Are you gonna fire the gunner? Is that just what you do with the in between stanzas?
When you're on fentanyl, you just cock a gun.
Are you nuts? You just sitting there with guns?
I'm high on fucking fentanyl, man.
It's not helping. shut up. So is that what it's come to now, Randy? Because they keep seizing all your cocaine shipments?
You just have the stuff you cut it with. There's no coke.
So you're just doing fentanyl and bleach right now?
You know what my dad always said? Gotta snort something.
No, I didn't. I've never.
He'd look at it and he'd go, "This ain't gonna snort itself."
Never heard stories about your father. Never did.
Good guy, Sandy.
And did not.
Had a nighttime show, Sandy in the Eve.
Sandy in the Evening?
Yeah.
And then you just did, well, how did he feel when you went your own way and became a morning DJ?
I think he was proud of me.
Was he?
Well, yeah, he'd be wrapping up while I was going in. Morning, Dad. Night, son.
Okay. So he was, you said he was evening. It sounds like he was overnight.
Yeah, overnight. Evening.
You're changing your story a lot. It's like you're on some kind of drugs.
Nah, I feel good, man. You got Sudafed?
No, why would I?
All right, I gotta get out of here, man. I gotta go get more tissues.
Okay, you're good to go, Randy.
Peace!
There you go. Well done. Well done.
Seemed like it went well, man. We're back on the map. Oh, Scam Likely's calling. Should I answer that? Hello, Scam? Yeah, it's 555-009-628.
I don't know what's going on with the hair. Why are they... All right.
Yeah, that's my social. So what do you need it for? Oh, okay, yeah, my banking info.
Give him my social.
If I give you John's social, can you get us some cocaine to cut with this? Hello?
What did you say to that nice man? What are you doing in there? We got to get to a guest and you're cutting lines of fentanyl. All right, I can't be bothered. Is the guest here? Let's get the guest in here. Can we get the guest in here?
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron. You want to get the guest in there?
We're spinning a lot of plates here right now.
All right, I'm very excited. We have several guests. I'm going to bring in our first guest. He's so special. Absolutely hilarious comic. Love the guy. But above and beyond that, not only a great dude, great father, positive role model, also one of the city's top boxing coaches. Please welcome our friend, here for you, Sergio Chacon.
Sergio Chacon, everyone. Does he know how to get in here?
He just pointed at the door. He's not sure how it goes.
You brought your backpack with you?
You know, I brought my backpack. I don't trust these motherfuckers out in the waiting
room. Amory?
I don't know these people.
Fucking Engelbert. Put your bag down.
I don't trust these people. I brought my...
Oh, Bill Schultz. Oh. Everyone shut the fuck up. No one's allowed to talk in the studio. Hey, everybody. Sergio Chacon, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you for jumping into the hot water with the good guys. How is the lovely, sexy wife or baby mama and the baby?
She's doing great. She's doing great. We always have a good laugh when we talk about you. And we spoke about you recently because my last memory of Gino was at a good friend's wedding. Joe Narvaez, $1 million wedding. And Gino, in the middle of the wedding, suited up, tux, tie, all that good shit. Yeah. Leaves the middle of the wedding to go to LOL Comedy Club to do a $20 spot.
I'm kidding. Aside, I went to Staten Island and did a private party, and I was back in time for, like, the bride's dance and stuff. LOL didn't exist back then. Nice try.
And I ate your dinner.
Yeah, because I would ditch that. I would ditch a fucking dinner for fucking a $20 spot. It's like a private party. I'm like, I can't say no to this. And then I got back, and then we just talked. So everyone's, it was such a rich wedding. They have the after party at some bar, and there's still a picture of me, you and your wife.
Yeah.
They're bringing, I'm eating McDonald's hamburgers because I'm on fucking 800 fucking booze and other things.
I still got pimples from that wedding. This is six years ago, man. I ate so much food.
Yeah, that was a great fucking wedding.
It was dope.
Sergio used to have this great hashtag. I don't know if he still does it, and it was dirtbag shit. Yeah. And still got that dirtbag. Just talking about dirtbag shit. Gino just did some dirtbag shit.
Did some dirtbag shit, dude.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cocaine talk prior to me walking in. Now I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
Well, you might have just got the fentanyl batch. There's no actual cocaine in
there. There's no real cocaine.
All right, so I'm doing some kind of boxing match.
Yeah, let me give the rundown.
Please,
I talked to Sergio about this. Gino is going to drunken box Brian McCarthy. Now, Gino's never been in a fight in his life.
I'm not a violent
man. He battles addiction daily, but he's never been.
No, I don't. I let it win. I don't even fight addiction.
Yeah, he's never been in a fight. So I go, I'm going to talk to Sergio because Sergio's an ass kicker. Brian McCarthy's like a rich white dude, but he gets really angry. So he may be able to punch. Yeah. Now, Brian's also 85% blind. So this could work to Gino's advantage?
It's so we say. And by the way, can we get a clip of Brian?
Yeah, I don't know who that is exactly.
Let me show you Brian's anger issues. Do you have a clip of Brian's anger issues, Garrett? Now, here's the thing. He's blind, but he's not blind. And some people think he's full of shit, but I honestly believe he's partially. He can see out of the side. Have you ever heard of
this? He got chameleon eyes.
Look, this is him. This is him. He didn't really turn green, but he really is that red.
Shut the fuck up!
Why is Brandon Sagalow always where something goes dangerously wrong? Why is he always there?
Wait, wait. So Brian Murphy.
McCarthy.
McCartney, alligators, crocodiles. He's on the left side. Yeah, green face.
He's the one in the scarf.
Okay.
He's the one that's not Brandon.
That's easy work. He is pudgy in the middle.
He's fat. He's a drinker. But, he does coke. I think neither of these guys
what about
is in
Brian?
Good shape. What?
What about Brian?
So I just want Serge to do in 3 1-minute rounds. I just want Gino to be able to, like, defend himself enough that he's
how tall is this guy? How tall is
Brian?
This is your fault.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! If I came to your show inside of a fucking couch, screamed the microphone like an asshole, and didn't let your guests talk, I would be fucking pissed. Show some fucking respect.
You understand? This is the problem.
Piece of shit, and you fucking toad.
No,
this is our guest. We don't hear him talk.
Brandon,
not what he does.
I literally,
I
have to put him down.
Sagalow is so your guest?
We brought him! We're talking about his
shit! You know, don't you dare. I'm on your side.
Now, do you see his moves?
Yeah, man. He's very, he's very, like, darty and jerky.
Yeah.
He's a very jerky, all right.
He's a jerky guy. He looks strong, too. Like, he looks like he got rage.
Like, retarded strong, right? Like,
yeah, but it's funny because he has, like, a barrel, like, torso and, like, these fast arms.
The problem with him is this is why I think I can beat him, and I'm asking you as a boxing coach, because he's self-unaware. He thinks he's...
Self-unaware? Self-unaware. He's just inventing phrases?
That sounded
that's
very
a fact.
Bumpy.
He's self-unaware.
You think
Gino,
dragons are real.
Sergio, let
don't
me tell,
tell
you
me.
If you dip your toe in the iniquity river...
You're wrong. You're wrong. And you have a bagel with lox of cream cheese. He's self-unaware. So he thinks, you know, he's like, I can box. He can't. He's just going to sit there and swing all willy-nilly. All I get... But I don't want to... Like, I don't know what kind of person I am that, and I didn't decide either of these. I was volunteered to roast battle a borderline retard and Mike Buscetti, and now I've been volunteered to box a man who's 75% blind and has fucking bigger tits than anyone I know.
Is he blind? There's no indication
Here's
of him.
Though. What?
There's no indication that he's blind, though.
He's blind. He knew exactly where to look when he was yelling at me and Bill. And look at, we're like ninjas. It's Thursday, I could say. We're like ninjas under the radar. So what is my strategy for boxing this guy?
Give me one second. I just found out Sergio Chacon was on the second In Hot Water show ever.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's remember
right.
Gino, you're not going to want to see this.
We brought him
you know what? Just recently.
God,
the thing is,
if
like,
you think
you
I look better there, you're crazy.
You can imagine, right? And it's like, I'm giving up the little spots I have. I'm not taking training session for a fight that was supposed to go on May 14th, right? Me and
the guy had- it's just Damn, a little throwback Thursday.
There you go. TBT, everyone. All right, so what's my strategy for boxing this dude?
I have a couple of questions. Where are you guys fighting?
A bar
in here.
Across the street.
A bar. Is it going to be an actual ring?
We're just going to
no,
clear out
no
some,
ring.
We're going to clear out some tables.
All right.
It's 3 3-minute rounds.
Yeah. 3 1-minute rounds.
Thank you. It's 3 1-minute rounds.
How big are the gloves?
Huge.
I got the real big inflatable ones, the novelty inflatable ones.
All right. How tall is he? How tall is McCartney?
How tall is Brian?
McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
McCartney.
He's got a
I'm so
leg.
Disrespectful.
Probably 5'10".
He's going to want to punch me.
5'10"?
5'10".
So you guys are around the same height. Are you like 5'10"?
Have you ever seen me standing up? How tall are you?
6'3".
Then I'm 5'10". I'm about 5'8". 5'8 and a half on a good day.
Listen,
but I wear flats a lot.
Listen, man, I think the easiest thing for you... I think the easiest, listen, the
easiest thing is not talking right now, is it?
Yo, you're going to keep your hands up high, you're going to go to his body, and that's it. He's going to run out of gas within 15 seconds. That's the best advice I can give you.
Yeah.
I see him going spaz out crazy, swinging wide.
All
if
right.
You can keep a high guard, you don't want any of those things to connect upstairs. He's not going to go
Nothing
downstairs.
Nothing connects upstairs for me. I can guarantee you that. I can assure
you. I would just bend the knees and show up
but
body
But I don't want to hit the fucking
hit
guy.
Hit the fucking guy. He's going to try to.
Blind. Like, it's mean.
You have to hit him. It's a boxing match.
I'm gonna.
You're gonna have comical gloves on.
Yeah.
Like it's like.
A minute ago, you were trying to convince me dragon.
You're gonna feel different when one of those shots connect on your jawline.
Am I gonna feel differently, or am I gonna have a different feeling?
You're gonna feel different and have a different feeling.
Yeah. Sergio,
once he
tell
connects
him.
And you have those baby giraffe legs and there's a camera in your face and that shit goes viral. Yeah, so take this shit seriously.
Okay, let's say that does happen, God forbid, and I snap.
You might get dropped.
I snap.
Yeah.
You might get
you get knocked out with those faggot gloves.
If he knocked me fucking down and like a little woozy, I'm sorry, that would be funny. But I think the worst thing that can happen is me snapping on this guy because I have a little bit of rage, a little bit.
I don't think you do. I think you're training yourself to think you do.
I will fucking kill you. I have rage.
Sergio, can you stand up and just show him how to throw a few punches? He's never thrown a punch.
Can I ask that Gino get up? Get up.
It's 5'10".
Okay. You don't want to be squared up. You're vulnerable this way.
Take your blazer off.
Yeah. Hands up high. Hands up high. Just like that. I have a feeling this
guy's gonna my monkey beads or not?
Wear the monkey beads, right? And leave them loose so when you punch, little pieces fly off into
okay,
his eye.
Okay, okay. I'll say they're teeth of my victims. All right.
Wear the monkey beads so when you throw punches, little pieces of it fly and finish blinding him off.
Okay. Finish blinding him off.
Okay. Roberto Duran was an ex-champion. Everyone knows him, right? He was nasty.
No.
He used to let his beard grow out nasty and go close to his opponent and rub it in their eyes. You could do that shit, too.
We have a picture of the last guy that I boxed. We have a picture of Donnie from
I thought you'd never been in a fight.
No, I've never been in a fight. Okay. Never been in a fight. So you pivot.
Yeah, you pivot on that cross. Go right to here. Don't even hit him in the head. Touch him to his body.
He's got
right?
A lot of body to hit.
Yeah.
So that?
I imagine, if I can make a prediction, this guy, Paul McCartney, is in a pop. Brian McGinnis.
Why do we have him on once every 3 years? Because he's funnier
Sergio's
than
Sergio's hilarious.
I guarantee this. He's in a, his chin is going to be up high.
Right.
And he's going to come out like this. Because physically, he wants to... He wants to appear bigger. When people don't know how to fight, they want to do this because they don't want to be in the mix of it. A fighter would be chin down, compact, close. He's not going to fight you like that. He's going to come up like this, arms wide.
So I fucking belly it.
Yeah, but don't stand tall. Bend your knee. Shoot that shit to the sternum. And right. I guarantee he's going to be like, I'm fucking...
Hit him in the dick.
Right here, in the sternum.
Sternum?
Yeah.
But see, that's mean.
No,
that's
it's not mean. Yo, and this, pull the plug on this bullshit already. This ended.
This guy.
Gino, do some practice punches.
Okay, so when you throw the body shot.
Bend your fucking knees.
You don't want to be in the line of fire. Like, say the same punches thrown at him.
He's wrestling me.
No, bend. Good. Off at an angle. Bah. Bah. So you throw a left-handed punch, sway to your right.
What's that?
You throw a left-handed punch, now sway to your right. There you go. That's the punch that's going to do it. It's called a jab to the sternum.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
There you go.
Yeah. More, Gino.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, step into it,
Paul
man,
McCartney looks
down.
Like he has a... If you hit him in the stomach, it's going to hurt him hard.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but...
And he probably can't see below his own chin.
Where can he actually see?
Just fucking box.
Bend your knees. Bend your knees. Change your height. You're right here. When you throw the punch, bend your knees. Drop like an elevator. Bang. Bend more. There you go. I just heard something crack on his knee. It went like you know when you
walk my
up
cocaine! My cocaine!
You know when you walk up the subway steps and you're like ankle starts popping? That just happened. And you have good equipment. You may have picked that
yeah,
shit
it's
up.
Good sound. I might have popped a knuckle or something. So do I just jab with the left?
Soften him up with the jab. He's not gonna like that. Inevitably,
dude,
he's gonna
chop. When do I chase a chicken around to get greasy Italian speed? When
you don't
do
have
do
time
the...
for that. When's this match?
It's weigh-ins Monday. The match is Wednesday.
Yeah, man. This work on the we call that
greasy Italian
jab.
Speed.
Just do it. All right, but you don't want to be.
Why am I
not five?
How low do I have to go on?
You
these
gotta
things?
Bend those knees. There you go. Bop. The same punch is thrown at him.
Gino.
What?
Punch!
I'm not
you know,
punching
it's not
Sergio.
Just guiding your hand to
I'm
a man's
just practicing.
Stomach.
Listen, I would. There's a lot more body. I would go to his body. If these big gloves are huge.
Should I be jumping rope?
Yes, absolutely. Do sprints.
No.
Yeah, you have to sprint.
No, no, they're exhausted.
Run up the steps in this building. You want to get yourself to a point where of exhaustion and be able to perform
I'm on
there.
A third floor walk up, so I think I'm fine.
I need that five times over.
Five times over?
Yes, and then shadow box on top of that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, you need to be conditioned
for this.
There's a lot of shadows walking around my neighborhood. That shouldn't be hard to do.
You think a minute's easy, Gino. A minute in the ring is not easy. A minute in the ring is a lot of time.
I know that. Like, I took a couple boxing classes years ago, but you know when I realized that? Remember that old...
That it wasn't a boxing instructor?
It was just a guy in a van. Yeah. But remember that old legitimate... It was a video game where you would box someone and you had to knock them out and you would, like, hold the two things? Mm-hmm. Dude, I played that. I was dying. I was fucking dying. That was like 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago when I was fucking 40 or 30, if you're on my Bumble. It was 10 years ago. All right, so there you go. Looks like someone's in a little bit of trouble. Anyone that bets me. Do we have people gambling on this? I'm gonna set some odds up. What's that? That's how I do. I'm going to set some odds up on this. It's going to be fantabulous.
Yes, I'm excited for you, man.
Thanks. So wait, now let's just, how's comedy going? How's everything going with you,
man? It's going well, man. You know our boy Chris DeStefano?
Love Chris DeStefano.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I'm rocking with him on the road and stuff.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, we're having
great.
A good time.
I thought him and Giannis did most of their shit together.
No, they do a podcast.
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of work with him. It's dope, man. He gets a fucking free train on the road. He got a good deal.
A free train?
Yeah, a trainer, because I train.
Oh, a free train. Oh, he gets
you know, I train.
Train.
I'm a boxing trainer. That's why I'm here.
I thought he meant he got like Amtrak shit for free. and he's taking the.
I don't even like you.
I don't even like you.
Do you go with him every weekend, Serge?
It's like every other weekend. And you know, Liz, my wife, is a flight attendant, so I take advantage.
Oh, damn.
I fly for free. Y'all go to Maine tonight, get a lobster, come back.
Yeah.
Same outfit. I can do it like that, though. Bro.
Once every 3 years, we're just... Yo, call Allie. Have Allie make sure he's booked less than every 3 years.
She sent an email.
She's out? Okay. Out of the office? That's
it. Sergio, you got to come back, and we got to work together soon. Are you doing city spots at all?
You know, I still rock at Eastville, and just sporadically, but a lot of the stuff has been on the board.
All right, please come and do my Frantic show whenever you want. It's on Mondays.
Oh,
it's right
downtown.
You fucking rock that, dude.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it'd be great. Thanks for coming by. And
miss and love you guys, man.
The fight will be, I think it's going to be either Monday or Wednesday. We're doing the weigh-in on Monday, and then the fight may be the next Monday on Free Monday.
Oh, that might be a good idea,
too. So I want you to exercise. Can you exercise?
Daddy can exercise. I'm exercising my right to get drunk in the afternoon.
If you need me, I can give you, I'll train you a couple of times before then. I would do that. I would donate my time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, get you on the
would
jump rope.
Would you do that, Gino?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll do that.
This is the guy that he got in the bag.
Yeah. And it's so fun. When you go for introductory boxing lessons.
I can't win, Rock. What?
When you go for introductory boxing lessons, it's like Sergio could just tell you anything and it's not going to matter at all. My wife's calm.
Why would your wife call you, man?
Now I need you to run stairs. I was a trainer too, so you could just do bullshit. Sergio will be outside smoking.
Newport 100.
Skip rope for a little bit, man.
Tell me what a training session. Of course, I'll do it. I mean, I'd love that you could volunteer. What would a training session entail? Seriously.
Well, when it comes to boxing, you want to have a good sense of your entire body. So you start from the ground up, meaning your feet have to be able to connect with upstairs, right?
That's a long fucking trip.
Yes, it's right
now. Get my mouth to sync with my brain.
We're gonna do some.
Watch this show.
Gino, it's Oreo. I think I found the location. I'll get back to you momentarily.
Jumping jacks, okay,
you see
jump rope,
that.
Shadow boxing.
Jumping jacks. What is this? Third grade PE?
Like this. This fucking. You know.
What are the things where you do the jumping jack, fall to the ground?
Gino, I bet you can't do 10 burpees.
I could do 10 burpees.
I want to watch that.
I could do 10 burpees.
Let's see.
Give yourself an aneurysm. What a fucking wrong burpees.
Just too funny. All right, we have Gino's body expert has come in as well today to shed some light on it. If we could get her up. Get her up there, please.
Please. Slide the chair over. Stay right there. Please welcome Alex Engelbert, everyone. Alex Engelbert. She will tell you what I am capable of.
She knows your body inside and out.
What's that?
Alex, this is Gino's trainer, Sergio.
You don't know
Sergio. How are you?
You don't know Sergio Chacon.
We did.
Alex, you look wonderful. When did you go full blonde?
I'm very blonde, yeah.
When did it happen? Talking to the mic.
Hello.
She's new.
Hello. Is this how I do it?
When did you go blonde?
I just got back from, last week. Well, I was blonde last time I was here.
Oh.
Do you even remember?
Gino's face looks so scared. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm kicking ass. I hired a landscaper yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Tell her his name.
Carl.
Carl, his last name
last
is Ose.
Last name is Ose.
Yeah.
Yo, you have land like that? Where did
Garen
you move to?
Garen made fun
to?
Of it.
They moved to Queens. Right?
I have a very small yard in the backyard.
Oh, how's Pippi?
Scared the shit out of me.
My daughter's great.
I miss her.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I thought I saw something. Never mind.
I got to find some tweets that Alex put out. I love watching Alex on Twitter because she goes off.
Hang I just
on.
Have manic episodes.
She accused one certain
You what?
Like,
you have manic episodes?
What? She accused one female terrible comedian of having terrible bangs and said that was the real crime. Will it matter if I say the name? I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either.
Will it? I don't think so.
Will they use spikes, though, to map out their guy's grave?
I don't know. There was a spike in the emergency room calls this weekend when people were puking on their vomit. Not important. Not important because the guy's fucking dead.
You're better than that.
I'm not better than that. I'm boxing a blind man in a week. I'm punching a blind man in the face with giant, oversized boxing gloves. What kind of person does that make? And I'm training to do it.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to be able to do three rounds.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? We've done three rounds. That's a dick joke. We've done three rounds.
Yeah, but you have to last a minute. That's
Alex, Gino says that you guys will do sex oftentimes when you get together. But he'll say once in a while, he doesn't get fully hard.
Yeah.
But is it still nice to just be with him?
Tell him most of the time I do. Tell him.
Yeah, most of the time he does.
There you go.
You guys do sex.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Super hard. Oh. Is he attentive as a lover?
Yeah.
When did you get out? What are you doing here? That's me talking to my erection. How did you show up?
Yeah.
Just in time.
And
who wants taffy?
Last question. I don't want to get too personal. What size condom does he wear?
One time I went to get one. She's like, get the fuck
What's
back
a condom?
Here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, Alex, you're at. You want to have a baby now, yeah?
I think so.
How old are you now? I
will be 30 eventually.
That's awesome. So you're at prime baby having it. My wife was 62 when we conceived.
No, that's not true. That's not.
Baby Berg.
Yeah, my baby's great. Sergio had a baby years ago, and he was an inspiration to me because it proved, like, you don't need money or a career to have a kid.
You could be a complete dirtbag and just pop him out.
Yeah, see?
But the beautiful thing is you jump into it, everything takes care of itself.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And, like, the love grows more. You remember my wife and I were about to get a divorce, and then there was the time she fell off the cruise ship.
Probably shouldn't be bringing this up. Probably okay. Really getting off topic.
Well, I could just abandon it in Florida like I did my dog.
Yeah. So Alex wants a kid, but then everyone's like, where's your dog? She's like, left it in Florida.
Left it in Florida. That one didn't take. Let's hope the kid does.
Yeah.
Here's what I would like. In a perfect world, here's what I would picture you guys doing.
Brian today, would have his eyesight.
Today, like, Gino goes out for steak with us tonight. We have a good time. Then you guys get together, get drunk, watch True Romance with Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette.
I don't know.
Love that.
Do
movie.
Unprotected sex. You do the
You're being redundant.
Leg wrap around on him, take his Italian seed, and then you have a kid.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
It's perfect.
Why?
I'm trying to raise a 6-month-old kitten, and I have to pay for surgery for her to get her guts hollowed out. I'm very upset about that.
Hollow her out like a Chippewa Indian?
Wait, why are you getting the cat's guts?
I'm getting removed? Her spayed.
Oh, okay, because
I'm gonna get her spayed.
Oh, yeah, you could get it for free.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you could go. There's mobile trailers.
I'm not doing that with this guy. I really like this cat.
No,
I was losing sleep over this cat's blood work because I've lost my. I don't know how people have actual children.
Yo, go through the vet.
Not now, Alex.
Go to the vet and you're going to drop like thousands of dollars. Go to the New York City animal shelter. They provide these mobile trailers that look like halal trucks and you get them for $25.
Tristan Rega had a cat. He dropped it off to the shelter just so they would spay it, and then he went back and readopted his cat.
I don't
$200, so they would spay it for him. I was like, that is the shittiest thing I've ever heard of.
That's horrible.
How'd that happen?
You should have a kid with him. That's perfect.
With who?
It's a perfect match.
Ew.
I want to bring up one of Alex's tweets from yesterday. I love Alex on Twitter. She's so funny. She don't give a shit.
Give a fuck.
So this camel wife was on. Abby Govindan. She said, this girl trash talking very vulnerable speech I gave at my school about being a victim of sexual assault, so I'm going to fuck her boyfriend. To which Alex wrote, why? So you can pretend you were sexually assaulted by him and then give another empty talk about it?
You.
This is true.
Abby Govindan. You know her, Gino. Stand-up comic. You work with her all the time.
Well, does she do comedy clubs in New York?
Well, she's hilarious. She talks about sexual assault. It's vulnerable.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Whatever happened to just trying to make people laugh and not
be
like, oh.
Now, she got more likes slightly than Alex. Alex got 2 likes. Yeah. This girl got what? 29? Oh, 129,095.
Dumb whore. She'll probably get a Netflix special.
But it's just because, you know.
Her boyfriend will die.
Yeah. She gets a Netflix special and her boyfriend will die. Choking on vomit. What do you got planned for the weekend, Alex?
Nothing. Working. I don't know. I don't do anything anymore. Having a baby.
Are you dating anyone?
No, I'm trying to get pregnant by Gino. Yeah.
Good luck with my lazy sperm. They stop halfway through the fallopian tube and be like, I am exhausted.
Okay, we had Sergio train Gino for boxing. Now, if you could train Gino for baby making on camera, we would
I
have
am
a
very able lover, okay? Can I say that?
What?
Can I? I'm very able.
Thanks, Blue Jew.
Don't go near that. All right. Can we, before we get to my love, just tell me really quickly what a training session would entail.
We'd have to take our clothes off.
Not you, Alex.
It's all the same shit. It's all from the legs and glutes. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you
legs
got
and glutes.
A strong bottom.
Thank you. Okay. You know what, Alex? Just why don't you, here's what I want you to do. Tell me what it would entail, and Alex, just tell me if that goes against anything I would need to do. So I do legs and glutes.
Yes. So it's going
to
be jump rope.
I like to work lats and trats when I go to the gym.
Every man over 50 wants to just kind of like
what's that?
Biceps.
Right.
And look at themselves in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do anything with the legs, but you got to work the legs if you want to box.
Well, that's why you jump rope, because that works on the timing, the legs, the.
Absolutely. The endurance.
The endurance.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you. So, because I do, I jump rope. I haven't in a while, but I have 3 jump ropes. I've been jumping ropes since I was.
He doesn't use them to jump, though. He just ties things.
To choke. You say I was good, Alex. All right, so that, and then we would spar?
Or shadow box. You want to get a good sense of where you're at. You're not falling forward with
what
your punches.
What is shadow boxing? I mean, I know. It's a great song
probably.
By, who sings shadow boxing?
GZA from Liquid Swords. That's a rapper. You don't like those people.
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple.
I'm a shadow boxer,
Apple.
Baby. I want to get ready for what you do.
Off her first album.
Yeah. Fucking title.
Yes.
That's right. It's a great fucking album.
Fuck, I love that album.
It's a great album.
Sullen Girl. I love that song.
Sullen Girl?
Yeah.
As opposed to Sour Girl.
No,
it's two men talking lesbian rock.
So I wouldn't even need to spar with you. I would just need to shadow box.
Right. You just want to get a good sense of where you're at when you're throwing your punches. Not everything's going to land. So you want to make sure you're balanced when you bring those punches back.
Right.
When you throw those.
Once again, I could do that with Alex.
Yeah, it's
she
like
gets
once I get drunk off tequila and I get violent. There
she
we
gets
go.
Mouthy.
Do you?
Maybe Chicone will give her a kid's like, dude.
She's taken a swing at Gino before.
Who has it?
It smells good.
Yeah.
She smells like a fruit.
She does.
It smells really good.
She smells like getting back at her father. It's fantastic.
Sergio, really where is your favorite place in the city to buy mangoes in a Ziploc bag?
Yo, it's hard to find now.
Not for Garrett and Gino.
You got to get them for the Mexican lady in the subway, believe it or not. That's the best one.
I live on 104th and 1st. They're all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
you should come by sometime, Berg.
Breaking news. Breaking news. It's just in, Gino. Got a brand new hire.
Ah, legit Nissan guy.
Found a new fella. Very excited.
Is he the guy? Did he mention me? Do I get a referral?
Well, we just made a brand new public access TV commercial.
I cannot. Were you in or now let me see if I can get.
Hey, why don't you just wait? Let the surprise do the talking, Mr. Giveaway the Reveal all the time. This ain't a ball show in Hoboken where you can say faggot 900 times.
What's it called when you kill yourself? What's it called? It's called doing a
Brooklyn open mic.
Doing the Brooklyn. He's like, yeah, it seems like our buddy was doing the Brooklyn open mic.
All right, hang on.
Kill yourself.
That was a beautiful tribute you guys did.
He's a fucking dead. All right, what is this big thing, legit Nissan guy? You in the market for a car?
No, I don't need a car.
Now hang on, I'm going to show it to you. I've got to plug in the VHS.
What? Don't you have a? Don't you? You could just do it all online.
Just patch them over to Garrett.
That's right. Burp. You've been looking for a vehicle. We've been collecting vehicles. You want
to
put yourself in a brand new Nissan?
I don't understand how it got
Nissan. It's made by Honglers, but intended for white people that want to drive safe.
So he
listen
made
to the rev.
That's Ori O'Connor. he's a news guy. Sometimes he
down
talks
about here, a legit Nissan guy, Nissan, we are diverse. We have both black and white people, sometimes as the same person.
Okay.
I take you now to our new salesperson, Ori O'Connor.
Ori O'Connor. But that's you. I'm already talking to you.
Would you like to purchase a Nissan? They're great vehicles. I moved to Texas just to sell them. Let me show you our special this week. I call it the Oreo Mustang.
Here we go. It's not gonna end well. Door set broken. That's terrible. Now, that just looks like a car that someone dumped paint all over and you're trying to sell it by calling it the Oreo Mustang. That looks
this
like
this car is economical. That like means it costs money. If you purchase it, you can put gasoline in it.
It looks like it was vandalized and you're just trying to sell it like that so you don't have to clean it up. Whatever that black shit is leaked into the interior. It
legit Nissan.
I can't even.
Off of the interstate. Come on down. The car has four tires.
There you go.
Four rims in the tires. Two doors.
How much you want for that car, Ori?
Listed at $38,750.
How many miles on it?
Manager's special today because there is 211,986 miles.
Okay, first of all,
walk away with this car for $23,000.
You're gonna be walking everywhere with that car.
$150.
Did someone just write on the door?
There is some gang tagging on the side of the door. Do not drive this vehicle into Crip neighborhoods.
Don't talk Burke. Deaf talking Burke. Is that a smiley face?
Legit Nissan.
I don't think
for
I...
all your Nissan needs.
Here's what
and
I want.
We'll throw in a Bluetooth.
All right. It's 10:17. We're way into stoppage time. Look, Ori, good luck with the new gig. Do me a favor. Just drug legit Nissan guy over the weekend. Bring him back to New York. I've got
more cars. You want cars?
I don't want,
I'm selling
no,
cars.
Ori,
more
that,
cars.
That wasn't
oh,
the plan, Ori.
Look at them all. This is a beauty.
What? Ori.
Jesus Christ.
At least that look. Oh, Cuba? Is that like camouflage?
Black like and white. Just like Mama intended.
I think that is a Nissan.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and that's the way the Nissan crumbles.
Is that a real color?
All right, look, Ori, just fucking doink him on the back of the head. Tell him Dottie misses him. He's got to come home.
Daddy.
He's got to come home.
All right, Ori, break time's over. Stop being the lazy part of your face.
All right, we will be in Vineland this weekend. I want to thank my trainer.
Vineland, New Jersey tomorrow night to save Gino's Aunt Aga's life.
She's already
life.
Dead. She what? Died of cancer.
So why are we doing a fundraiser?
Because we're going to help other people not die of cancer.
Other people?
Yeah. And right. I don't know. Sergio Chacon, thank you very much.
I
my
appreciate
fucking
you having
trainer.
Me. Thank you.
Alex Engelbert, another one I work on my endurance with. That is the show of the week. Stick around. Morning is next, people.